Hello all, and welcome to Popstar Episode 2. Tonight is our second auditions episode, in which we received six more auditions. And the talent on the show has been absolutely incredible, and we've got even more great people for you tonight. And there are still 3 more weeks to audition, so feel free to resubmit if you need to, or audition if you haven't yet. There's plenty of time. And up first tonight is Girl Next Door.
Yeah. I think I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious. 'Cause to lose all my senses, that is just so typically me. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, I did it again. I played with your heart, got lost in the game. Ooh, baby, baby, oops, you think I'm in love. Got sent from above. I'm not that innocent.
Girl Next Door.
Yay.
So, what did you guys think? Valk? I realize that's one of the names, or else neither of you are going to answer, because you're both going to be like,
Yeah. I thought this was good, I thought it was, decent vocally. I feel like there could have been, more energy in it, and I also thought you were, kind of trying to imitate Britney a little too much, that run on Crush you sounded like you were unsure of, and I'm really know the song well, and I know she does that in the original, but, if you couldn't do that run, you should have, sang it straight, and then, I think there were a few flat notes in there, too. And it sounded like you were, not supporting yourself fully. The end.
I thought it was really cute. I didn't notice the flat notes as much for some reason. I don't know why. I'm just being silly tonight. I don't know. But I thought it was really cute, and I thought you did a really good job with it. I thought you could have had a little bit more energy, but it's an a cappella audition, so it's super hard to always be on pitch with that. That's pretty much all I had.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, this was super cute. I mean, yeah, you and Blackjack, so much cuteness in one family. But
yes.
I thought this was a cute choice for you, and your yeah sounded a lot like the original singer, too. And then there was that one part, Made You Believe More Than Just Friends, I said off the record that I wasn't sure if it was flat or not, but it could be the song, but yeah, I'm not really sure. But this was really cute, and I thought you did a pretty good job with it, so yeah.
Yay.
Yay. All right. We are going to listen to Spaz Cakes next.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
My alarm starts to ring, and I know, gotta get up out of bed. Though I'd rather stay here instead, drag a comb through my hair, I don't care. The night clothes won't even match, today I'm not gonna worry about that. I wanna be somebody else, 'cause I'm getting tired of myself. Wanna waste the day, so hold all my calls. Gonna show up late, if I show up at all. Need some time to crash, so don't take it personally. Blame it on the loser in me.
Okay.
Okay. Spaz Cakes. Oh my god, sorry. I'm really off tonight, apparently. you've gotten a lot better, I think.
I know. Your voice has done wonders.
You sounded, really good. I don't know if pop is your, genre, or if you just, have been working really hard, but this was, a good song for you. I thought your choruses were, a tiny bit, you kind of, backed off from your chorus a little bit. You sounded really strong and, confident on your verse, and then when the chorus came, you were kind of, mm-hmm.
it sounded like you were more nervous to sing out for some reason. But I did really like it overall. What did you think, Jeffers?
I agree. This was really fun, and I think pop is a good suit for your type of voice. My only real negative thing, and it's not even like really regarding your singing at all, is that your auditions, the file sounded kind of choppy, timing and pacing-wise.
Oh yeah, I noticed that too. Like edited.
Yeah, it sounded like she recorded each different phrase or stanza in different recordings and kind of put them together in Audacity, and it's not like it's a bad thing or anything, but it just sounded like the timing was a little bit funky. But other than that, I like this, Spaz Cakes. Good job.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think?
I liked this, too. I thought there could have been, like, a little bit more emotion or energy in there. And I think the thing with the chorus was, like, you were afraid to hit the higher notes, which if you're afraid to, you're automatically going to, like, tense up when you go for them. So, like, just, like, if you had to, like, take a breather and then, like, come back to it and then hit those notes. Oh, dang it.
Go Dragon?
Stop getting text messages.
This is going to happen every time I record.
Stop getting text messages on our show.
But yeah, if you need to, like, take a breather and then come back to it and try and hit the high notes when you feel more confident, then, like, I would suggest doing that because I know I do that and it tends to work. And that's all I really had to say. I liked this a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome job, Spaz Cakes.
Yay.
A really pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh, Songbird's next.
Good job.
Okay.
You just walk in, I make you smile. It's cool, but you don't even know me. You take an inch, I run a mile. Can't win, you're always right behind me. And we know that you could go and find some other. Take or leave it, or just don't even bother. Caught in a craze, it's just a phase. Or will this be around forever? Don't you know it's going too fast? Racing so hard, you know it won't last. Don't you know? Why can't you see? Slow it down, read the signs so you know just where you're going. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you, always on the run. Gotta slow it down, baby. Gotta have some fun.
And that was Songbird. So, Valk, what did you think of this?
I like this a lot compared to your first audition. At first, I thought you did the same song, but it was just a song that we heard before. Ah.
Yeah, Melly did this one.
Yeah, but I think this was a big improvement. Like, the verse had more energy than your last submission, and it sounded like the song is bouncy, and you, like, had the bounce in there. My only, like, note was, like, the chorus, you kind of veered off pitch, like, not, like, a lot, but noticeably so. So, like, I think that if you had the music, though, you wouldn't have done that. So, good job.
Yeah, I agree. I thought that, you did kind of, like, veer off towards the chorus, but the verse was a lot better, and I thought your energy was just overall really good. So.
I like that you also took Rochelle's note, I think it was hers, where she was talking about using less vibrato to maybe tone down the classicalness.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I thought it worked really well and effective in this song. And
yeah, me too. I was, like, really happy that you, like, took the initiative to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was this one part in the chorus where in the higher section where you did, like, a rrr thing, and I really like that, and I can't remember what, like, word it was on, but I was really impressed by that, so good job, Songbird. Nice improvement.
Yeah. We'll do what we say.
Awesome. All right, up next is Dylan Collins.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my.
The man himself.
Pop Dylan.